You're listening to the Nonstop Sports Podcast, and now your hosts, Peyton and Jaden.
Welcome back to Nonstop Sports with Peyton and
Jaden.
Today we're going to be talking about March Madness and the Final Four, and then we'll go into opening day of baseball.
But first, thanks to our sponsor, Fertilon of Bountiful.
They do lawns and trees, so when this snow melts, give them a call.
At 801-295-3057.
All right, now back to sports. So, the Final Four, we had UConn-Miami, and then San Diego State-FAU.
It was a good game. San Diego State, with that buzzer beater, it was just amazing. Like, he just shoots it, and that's like his second time making a buzzer beater this year. Miami, they would have been like the first 9 seed to ever make it to the championship game.
You mean FAU?
Yeah, FAU.
Okay. And then, so then UConn-San Diego State at halftime, UConn was winning 36-24, and San Diego State was down 16 at one point, and then halftime down 12.
Yeah, UConn, like, they just took it to Miami. UConn deserved it.
Yeah. That's their fifth time for UConn winning the tournament.
Yeah, good for them.
And then in women's, LSU won it all.
Yeah. So, in Caitlin Clark against South Carolina, had a 41-point game, and then the game before that, she had a 41-point triple-double. And I really wanted them to win, but Angel Reese, she's just good. Also, Angel Reese and Jordan Hawkins of UConn and LSU are cousins, so that's amazing how they both won it all.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's get into opening day. So what do you think about the new pitch clock rule?
It's interesting. They only really have 20 seconds to pitch, and if the batter doesn't look at the pitcher at 5 seconds, the batter gets pitch clocked, but if the pitcher doesn't throw in 20 seconds, he gets pitch clocked. There hasn't been that much pitch clock this year, but there's been a ton.
Yeah, it's sped up games a lot.
Yeah, like, games have gone from, like, 4 hours to 2 hours and 30 minutes to 3 hours.
Yeah, and then what do you think about the shift rule?
It's
Is it working?
The teams aren't really being able to get more outs. The teams are getting better hits, and they're getting on base more. So I think it's okay. It's good to do a new rule, so I like it.
Yeah, and then what was, like, your most surprised team so far?
I am really surprised about the Phillies. They are 1-4 right now. They lost to, like, the Rangers 3 times, and they lost to the Yankees once. And then today, they just barely beat the Yankees 4-1. Kyle Schwarber, his first at bat, he hits a home run, and then Brandon Marsh gets up and hits a home run. The Phillies, I don't know what they're doing. I had them going to my championship this year back-to-back, but they just don't really look that good. And then in the AL, mine is the Phillies. I meant Rangers. I'm kind of shocked by them. They got Jacob DeGrom. They have Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, John Gray. I didn't really expect them to do this good. Jacob DeGrom got his first pitch for the Rangers, and he did good. So I think Texans are going to have a really good season this year.
Yeah, and then the Rays, of course, we kind of expected, but they're also like 4-0 because they start 4-0. So they might – I had them winning their division. So, and then – the Phillies, they also do have Trey Turner, but then also Bryce Harper's injured, which also might be a problem for them for a little bit.
Also, the Twins are shocking me like crazy. I didn't really think Carlos Correa would do this good for them. They're already like 4-0 this year, and they're just like taking it. They're just like on fire. I thought that they would go like 2-2 so far, but they're just rolling.
Yeah. And do you think Aaron Judge will hit his 60 again?
Yeah, Aaron Judge, he just keeps hitting home runs. He's probably, maybe, he probably won't get to 60, but he has a good chance of easily getting to 40. And if he keeps his home runs up, he's going to get to 50. Giancarlo Stanton, you think he's going to get 40 home runs this year?
Yeah, I think him and Aaron Judge could go 1-2 in the home run leaders.
Yeah, they're Giancarlo Stanton. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton has hit home runs in the exact same game for their both home runs.
Yeah. I think I agree with Judge only, like, going to get, I don't know if he'll reach 60 again, but I think that he, if he keeps up what he's doing, 100% will hit 40, and then most likely at that rate will hit 50.
Do you think that the Dodgers will be worse because they lost Trey Turner, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger? Think they're not going to do as good this year?
Yeah, because Trey Turner was, like, a giant part of their team, and Cody Bellinger was, like, Rookie of the Year. He kind of slowed down, hasn't been as good lately, but still is a big part to the team. And Trey Turner is one of the best fielders in, like, the whole entire, like, MLB. So, yeah. Like, that's a big part.
Trey Turner, like, helped out a ton. And Justin Turner, he hit tons of RBIs. He just helped them like crazy. And then Cody Bellinger, he's now on the Cubs with Dansby Swanson. I think they're going to really help the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. And then what rookie last year do you think is going to have another good year?
I think Julio Rodriguez is, because he got, like, the 2020 thing.
Yeah, and he won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think he's just going to do really good for the Mariners and help them.
Do you think O'Neill Cruz is going to help the Pirates?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know. He's good, but I don't really think he'll help them that much. He's okay, but I don't think he'll, like, take them to playoffs. Pirates aren't, they don't have an all-around team that good enough to go to the World Series.
I don't think he's, like, a person who can lead a team far. He's good, but I don't know if he's, like,
he can't
a
lead.
Star of a team.
Yeah.
And then, what about Jeremy Peña? He filled in great for Carlos Correa last year and helped them win a World Series. So do you think he'll keep that up?
He made it feel like the Carlos Correa just did nothing for them. He, like, hit, like, 40 to 30 home runs. And in, like, the playoffs, he hit, like, 10 home runs. He destroyed against the Yankees. The Yankees got smoked by him.
Yeah. And then Wander Franco, who everybody thought was going to be Rookie of the Year, didn't really do much last year. What do you think he's going to do this year for them?
I think he'll do good. He's pretty good. He can, like, I think he's going to get, like, the one of the most RBIs on the team. He's really good, so I think he'll maybe help them.
Yeah, the Rays are already off to a 4-0 start, so clearly he's helping them somewhat.
Maybe he'll take them to the playoffs and maybe even to the World Series.
I think the Rays will make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's look at some of the new players who have went to different teams. We already talked about Cody Bellinger joining the Cubs and then Dansby Swanson from the Braves on the Cubs. Do you think he's already off to a great start?
Yeah. Cody Bellinger, like, yesterday hit his first home run with the Cubs. I only think Cody Bellinger's going to hit 30 home runs and Dansby Swanson, he's a good hitter. He really helped the Braves. He helped them win the World Series. So I think he's really good. So he'll help the Cubs a ton.
Think the Cubs can make it to the playoffs?
Maybe. The only really team they have to go up against is the Cardinals, Brewers, Reds.
Yeah,
the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are their only real
Arenado,
competition.
Oh, 10-time Gold Glover, he's just good all around. I think that the Cardinals will make it to the playoffs, though, easily. They'll win their division. Cubs will probably come in second and make it to the playoffs still, but they're probably going to lose their first game.
Maybe. And then Mets, they got Justin Verlander, but they lost Jacob deGrom, so.
Yeah. Justin Verlander is out right now. He's, like, injured. He's on, like, the 15-day IL. When he comes back, he's going to be pretty good. He's getting a little bit older, but that doesn't matter. He'll still be taking them good.
He won the Cy Young Award last year, so.
Yeah.
And then Padres got Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, he's going to really help them. He helped the Red Sox. He's just all good all around. Like, he's already gotten, like, he's already hit the ball, like, 10 times already. And, yeah, I think he'll do really good.
I think he's going to help them, but also they signed a shortstop when that wasn't what they needed. They already have Tatis, who was out for last year, and then Ha-Seong Kim really easily filled in that spot. So I don't even know. They might move him to, like, just a DH or a second baseman, but the Padres have a very good team this year.
Also, Ha-Seong Kim hit, like, a game-winner home run for the Padres.
A walk-off.
Yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr. still...
He still coming has a while home from he a comes
75
back.
Game suspension.
Yeah.
I think when he comes back, he's going to be a little rough since he hasn't played, but
might have to work into it.
Yeah.
He's going to start in the minor leagues.
Yeah, he'll for a be rusty, bit. And then he'll get better and better and better until he's back at his level.
Yeah. And then the Marlins got Luis Suarez and Gene Segura.
Yeah, I think Marlins can do pretty good this year. They have a lot of competition, though, so. It's going to be hard for them to win their division.
They have a pretty tough division with the Braves, Mets, yeah. Phillies. That's a hard one.
Not really right now because Phillies.
Well, Phillies, the way things are going. I think they'll be able to turn around, though. I don't think I'm that worried.
I think they're going to win like 3/4 of their games.
Yeah. And then the Yankees got pitcher Carlos Rodon.
Yeah, he's injured, him and Luis Severino. So they're a little worried that they're not going to be able to start for a long time. And, yeah, also Josh Smith on the Rangers is in the hospital after getting hit by a pitch in the face. And, like, he was on the ground for, like, a minute. So we hope he's okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then this offseason, the Giants kind of missed out. They almost had Judge, they almost had Correa, and they lost Rodon. So do you think, like, they could have done anything to get Judge more? Or do you think Judge was, like, going to be a Yankee either way?
They could have just paid Judge more money. Like, he went to the Yankees back. They paid him money, a lot of money. So, Giants, I think they could have gotten him if they paid him a lot more money. But Aaron Judge was mostly looking for, not mostly the money, but he was mostly looking for a good team. He wants to win a World Series again. They've won 27. He wants to win 28.
Yeah. And then, who has the toughest division?
Ooh, that's a hard one. At first, I thought it would probably be, like, the Phillies, Mets, Braves. But now, I think it could be, like, the Yankees, Rays, those two teams.
And they got the Blue Jays, Red Sox, Orioles. Orioles are doing a lot better with all their new rookies.
I don't really think Red Sox would do this good with Alexander Bogarts. I just don't really
They're kind of going downhill.
Also, back to the rules, the pitcher cannot pick off the player 3 times or else it's a balk. So, I don't really like that. I don't know why they just can't just try to pick him off anytime they want. And why just give it a balk? It's just give him, like, a warning.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you think of the Astros repeating?
They're doing good. Jeremy Pena has just been helping them like crazy. I think they could go back to the World Series.
If not them, then who?
The Rays or the Yankees have a chance. The Rays and Yankees, they're just the other two teams that I'm a little worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees, Aaron Judge, Nicole Stanton, he'll easily just do good. They're help them. I think Yankees can go to the World Series. They just have to get past the Rays and the Astros, and then they're clear. And then at the NL, at first, I'm like, oh, Padres, Xander Bogarts, they can do it. But they always somehow find a way to lose. I'm like, Phillies, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nicholas Castellanos, they're just super good. So I picked Phillies to go to the World Series against Astros, but I have Astros winning it all. So I think they're do good, and I just think that they're really good.
Okay, do you think the Angels are finally going to have a good year? I mean, they have a stacked lineup, so why aren't they doing good?
I don't know. Angels are just in a playoff drought. They can never find a way to do it. They have Mike Trout, who's like the best player right now. And then Shohei Ohtani, he's probably my favorite pitcher that's pitching. He's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, he also so can good. Just hit bombs as well.
Yeah, he's just good all around. He can strike everyone out, throw a perfect game, and then all of a sudden, he's hitting dingers.
Yeah, anything else?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's it then.
Bye.